Northern Plains League Volleyball takes center stage tonight, where Stockton and Pike Valley come to Beloit to take on St. John's. Osborne and Thunder Ridge travel to Mankato to take on Rock Hills. Sylvan Lucas Natoma travel to Lincoln to take on Lincoln. And in a match that we don't know if it will be played or not, after 13 inches of rain hit Tescott yesterday, calling school off, Chase and Lakeside are scheduled to go to Tescott, but we don't know if those matches will be played today or not. Northern Plains League standings, Rock Hills is 4-0. They are also ranked 4th in Division 1 of 1A. Lakeside is 4-0. Sylvan Lucas 3-1. Stockton 2-1. St. John's Tipton is 2-2. Osborne 2-2. Tescott 1-2. Thunder Ridge 1-3. Lincoln 1-3. Natoma 0-3. And Pike Valley 0-3. Beloit Trojan football coach Brad Gober was extremely pleased after his team's 52-8 victory Friday night over Lions. He said many areas of the team, including offensive line, defensive line, the defense, and Truett King getting his start at quarterback as a freshman, all went well. This week, the Trojans will travel to Concordia to play arch rival Panthers. Don't miss Gober on Coach's Rewind tonight at 6:30 on KDNS 94.1 and 7:30 on KZDY 96.3. Gober said, all in all, it was a great night and a great win on opening night of football in Kansas.
Yeah, they did a good job, you know. You know, it's tough sometimes. You play, you know, like Lions, you know, they retreated a lot on some things, and so it was kind of tough to gauge, you know, some of the different blocks that we had, but early on especially, you know, I thought we did a really good job establishing the line of scrimmage. You know, it all starts with them up front, and you know, this is the tone early with the run game, and then you know, because the conditions weren't great, you know, we stood in 2 inches of water on the sideline all night, and it had rained there all day long, and it just stopped raining at like 6 there, so it was a very wet field, but you know, we were able to establish the run game in that and be just fine.
Well, Coach, you didn't need Joel Rex wrote a lot, but this is a two-part question. One, how did he look in his outing? And you know, the word around the state is you stop Joel Rex wrote, you stop Beloit. What's your reaction to those two questions?
Yeah, no, we didn't have to use him very much, you know, especially really in general this year. We have a lot of kids that can do some different things. You know, we got, you know, Truett's able to run the football. Paxton Fouts is a very, very good back as a young guy, as a sophomore, you know, and then Joel, and then we can spread the ball around, throwing it a little bit, and get some of our receivers involved in the running game. So, yeah, I mean, I think Joel obviously is, you know, is our best offensive player, skill player, and, you know, he's going to be our workhorse when we need him. But he looked good, you know, gave him 10 carries and had a couple scores, and you know, did a lot of good stuff. So, yeah, I think it was good first outing for him.
Well, Coach, talk about your quarterback situation. Sound like it started Truett King, but obviously Hudson Remus will be playing a lot, different positions. You get a kid to stand on the sideline, kind of talk about quarterback situation after you watched film and got through your first win.
Yeah, no, Truett did a good job as a freshman, you know, making his first career start. You know, there's a lot of things, little things we got to work on, you know, with him still, you know, as if any young guy, or I say young guy, but really any inexperienced quarterback, you know, things that we have to improve on. But, you know, for our first game, I thought he played really well and let the game come to him. And, you know, we didn't ask him to do too much. And so it allowed him to kind of play a little free and you know, have a good night. And then Hudson did a good job using that quarterback there in the second half. And we're rotating that corner now, and he did a good job out there too. And it's kind of funny, when he got to the sideline, he was so excited because he was about ready to get an interception. You could see it, and Joel came out of nowhere and took it from him. Hudson did a good job at corner as well.